All right, so we're back with another episode of the blog Music Art Culture, and I am your host, Dominique. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. If you want to learn more about the blog Music Art Culture, well, there's our website, which is musicartculture.org. Head over to our blog site, and you can check out more episodes of the blog Music Art Culture, or you can head over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and search the blog Music Art Culture for current and previous episodes of our shows. It is always a pleasure to podcast with you all, and I always have a really great time. So what are we talking about this week? Well, first off, shout out to all of our male and female counterparts who have contributed to the success and heightened growth and popularity, building awareness around Women's History Month. For those who are not aware, I believe it was the 80s where it was actually given the month of March to honor the contributions of women. And initially, it started off with one day, and that was based on International Women's Day. So we've come a long way as a global culture in making sure we connect the dots when it comes to gender recognition. And that is a great introduction to Women's History Month. If you're not familiar, well, there are all types of women across the globe who are making various contributions to local culture and society, as well as on a larger scale. Some of the exciting things happening in the U.S. is, there is a heightened number of women delegates who have entered into Congress, historic even, and that is always something great when we have, regardless of gender, we have people who represent the public in which they serve. And it's definitely very encouraging because, of course, there are all types of leaders. However, it is great to see that as a culture, we represent a public, a population that is well represented, even in the higher levels of government. And I am just thrilled to be able to witness that, as well as others across the nation in the U.S. and those across the globe who are witnessing women step forward in key roles of leadership and be present in conversations that affect both genders on a larger scale. So shout out to all the game changers out there and the men and women that make it possible for these things to unravel, so to speak, in real life. It's pretty cool. How was your weekend? My weekend was okay. I'm not gonna complain. Can't throw it out, but I don't want to give it too much of a hype. Why? Well, we're on a brand new week, so we don't want to dwell on the past. We just want to keep moving forward. And I want to remind you all, be sure to check out our website, musicartculture.org. Feel free to leave a comment on our blog post. We'd love your feedback, as well as check us out on social media. Our Twitter page is at MACEF Public Arts. Again, that's at MACEF Public Arts. Yes, the Music Art Culture Education Foundation can be found on Twitter. Tweet, tweet. Do you have a Twitter account? A lot of people do. Some still don't. I'm really not a fan of Facebook for various reasons, but we won't go there. If you have Facebook, nothing's wrong with it. I think at some point we were all on Facebook. However, we are on different mediums as well. So I am going to have a great time conversing with you all, talking about some of the headlines that made it over the weekend and that have been building maybe for quite some time now. We've got some exciting things to discuss. So keep listening. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture. You can check out the podcast there. You can also, again, check us out on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts by searching the blog Music Art Culture. We're going to get into the show. Keep listening. And let's get into these topics. All right, so we're back with music news. We're going to talk about some of the top 10 from Billboard.com. I'll tell you what, the Hot 100s list, the Jonas Brothers are back. For those of you who are big fans, I'm sure you're really happy to see the boys back on stage. Well, they're not boys anymore. They're grown men, and they are at number one. Seven Rings, Ariana Grande, strong at number two. Please Me, Cardi B and Bruno Mars, gaining at number three. Sunflower from the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack with Post Malone and Swae Lee at number four. Without Me, Hosley, number five. Looks like she's actually losing a little bit of traction, but she is one step ahead of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, who are at number six with Shallow. They won a an Oscar. Yes, an Oscar for A Star Is Born. Congrats to them. Wasn't that a wonderful performance if you watched it? Wow by Post Malone at number seven, who's gaining steam. Happier, Marshmello and Bastille at number eight. Middle Child, J. Cole, strong at number nine. And the last spot, number 10, Sicko Mode, Travis Scott, who has really seen a phenomenal year with this new album. It's just crazy how the single is taken off. We won't go all the way to the top 20, but we'll list some of the ones in between. Have to just throw it out there. Sam Smith and Normani, Dancing with a Stranger. That did make the 20 spot. If you're familiar with 21 Savage, he's at number 18 with his single A Lot. Why is this interesting? Well, if you follow hip-hop at all, or the hip-hop artist who claims to have been an Atlanta native, was recently deported to the UK. Turns out he is British. Nobody knew. And it was a shock to some of his people who were, his inner circle, shipping him around as he was touring and doing promotion for his various projects. Well, turns out, hey, he was born in the UK, raised in Atlanta, and papers were backed up. So ICE got him. He was deported. Real talk. 21 Savage got deported to Britain. What's happened? We really don't know all the tea, but he does have kids and they are out here local in the States, in Atlanta. Good luck to him. Shout out to him. I'm sure his people are working on that whole situation now. Ariana Grande, she has a few spots on the Billboard Hot 100 list, and big up to her because that new album is doing extremely well. Some of the other things that we want to talk about, festivals, they're popping up all over the country. And if there is a show that you can't see, well, check it out. Don't be discouraged, because even though Coachella is definitely sold out at this point, I'm sure there will be stations giving out a few tickets to local listeners. And beyond that, the cool thing is, with Coachella being super commercial nowadays, and you have South by Southwest that is just totally led the way for that, we have all types of new festivals popping up all over the country that are really making it easy and affordable for everyone to have a great time and see some of the upcoming artists that they love. And did I mention affordable? Yes, that's the key. You don't have to break the bank or spend your whole check, sacrifice your rent money, your car note, or your insurance payment to see some of your favorite artists. You can actually afford to take these trips at reasonable prices. Make sure you do a search. Check out some of the local festivals. They are happening in Long Beach. They are happening in Inglewood. They are happening in other parts of the valley. And they are all throughout the year. Yeah. Just wanted to throw that out there. Give yourself a break, people, meaning your bank account. You don't have to break it to show up. You can actually let it rest a little bit, save a little more, and plan that next getaway. And speaking of getaways, I definitely want to talk a little bit about festival safety. There was, I guess, somewhat of an issue at South by Southwest. Something happened, and something about neighboring shots. I don't really have all the details. It's still unraveling. People are investigating, but you definitely know the rule. If you see something, say something. The report is that Austin police promised tighter security after shootings near 2019 South by Southwest Festival. Even though people had a lot of fun, this was March 16th, only a few days ago. Definitely you want to make sure that you are being safe and you know where all the exits are. If you see something questionable, you are reporting it to the proper authority, but you definitely, again, want to stay safe. So based on what happened on the matter, Police Chief Brian Manley called the weekend of violence unacceptable. Manley said none of the shootings appear to be related. The Austin American Statesman reports officers responded to three separate shootings Saturday morning that sent five people to the hospital. Two more shootings occurred within 24 hours, including Austin officers exchanging gunfire early Sunday with an unidentified man near where the South by Southwest Festival was held. So, stay alert. They go on to say that the department will not let the city's entertainment district become a place where shootings are a quote-unquote common occurrence. Manley plans to meet the department leaders this week to ensure the district has additional officers on duty. We definitely don't want to have an unfriendly environment when we show up to these concerts, when we show up to these venues, when we're at these outdoor festivals. A lot of activities happen, as you all know, all different types of activities. Some are not music related, and you have people who take leisure to a whole new level. Just reminder, going out across the board, to be safe. And if you are traveling, you definitely want to remember things like a safety word, meetup spots, just in case your group is separated. If you have a smartphone device, it's not a bad thing to share your location with your group or your loved ones. God forbid if anything were to happen, you would definitely want someone to be able to account for you and or your belongings. So I know sometimes it's not cool to share your location, or you don't want people to see if you've seen or read a certain text message, but when it comes to overall safety, these are definitely things that are within our control to make sure that people near and dear to our hearts are safe and that they know that we are safe as well. So just wanted to throw that out, things to consider when it comes to partaking in any entertainment, whether outdoors or indoors. Remember, see something, say something, stay alert, be aware. Safety is key no matter where you are. And the more aware you are, the more informed you can be and the likeliness of you living another day, yes, it grows exponentially. So don't be afraid to live, just live smart. And that's music news, my safety rant. Hope it didn't bore any of you, but seriously, have fun out there. And we're going to wrap it up pretty soon. One more thing to talk about. We'll be right back. Now, there's a cool article that was published by People.com on the 2020 presidential candidates so far. Now, I know it's kind of early for the 2020 elections, although it's 2019, so it's technically next year, but you know, it's still plenty of time to do your research on who they are and figure out what's going on. Anywho, the whole point is this, to break it down. So far, I believe there's about 14 runners, and of the 14, I believe four of them are women. Some of their names, well, I'll let you do the research because I'm not endorsing anyone, but what I do find interesting is that there are women delegates who have experience across the board, and they have various backgrounds on how they came into politics. But most importantly, in my opinion, is that they have the experience to back it up. They don't necessarily represent corporations, but they have had some grassroots experience. To what degree, I'll let you do your research and make your own decision. However, I do think that definitely whatever we decide in the 2020 presidential election will not be based on gender. I really think that people will definitely be doing their homework across the board. Why? Because, well, our votes matter. So, like anyone out there, if you're a taxpayer, and believe you me, we are all paying taxes one way or another. You don't want to forget about the sales tax. You know, they sneak them in when they can. If you don't remember Econ and Government 101 in high school. Yeah, I mean, when we file our taxes in April, that's when we're really supposed to get the really big refund. That's if we've been overpaying. That's why we get the refund. But, you know, if you're breaking even, of course, you're not going to get a check. And then there are some who actually end up owing the IRS at the end of the year because they underpaid. And, you know, you got to definitely know your situation, but also doing your research on these candidates is really important because at the end of the day, short version of long-term politics, it's all about representation in numbers, and that is ultimately represented in tax dollars. So, what's the language? How do we speak the lingo? Know who your delegates are. Know who they represent. Know if they support the unions. Know if they support the banks, know how they help build your local economies, and know who they're partnering with at a national level to see how they plan on building the nation. And that's ultimately the best way to make the decision. No one side really wins. You just have to really, what's the term they use? Bipartisanship? Yeah. You have to really try and have a bipartisan demeanor because at the end of the day, we're a team. So the left and the right are very different. However, we all need to find that common ground so that we can function and play on the green. Not the Green Party, but meaning the green as a, you know, example for the field, which is like the field of life. I don't know. Do your research. Do your research. I will tell you this. One of my favorites of the candidates who is back at it again is Mr. Bernie Sanders. I like Bernie. Bernie has a lot of cool ideas, but, well, that's my opinion. But at the end of the day, one of the things that I love about this Vermont senator is that he definitely has been around long enough to see the nation go through a lot of pivotal points, not just financially, but also historically, when it comes to civil rights, when it comes to legalities and how they affect the people. But with all that experience, the main key ingredient about Bernie is that he simplifies it and he breaks it down into, you know, layman's terms. I don't have to pull out an encyclopedia or get a thesaurus or have a law degree to understand what is going on in his world. He can break it down. He can build it up and he can break it down. And I think that's the key to any politician who's really trying to represent someone who has to spend tax dollars and who is basically going to be giving a vote. So, FYI, if you didn't know or maybe you forgot, your vote does matter, even though we have the Electoral College, which is that thing that people think we really don't need anymore, but we still kind of do because it simplifies the fact that we really can't all be counted for as individuals, although there are some who would like that to actually happen. To simplify that process, what happens in the Electoral College is that we assume that the people who are our delegates are actually going to vote the way that the people from their states want them to vote. And yeah, like I said, Government and Econ 101, for those who remember. Not to bore you, But definitely, we've got enough time to still do our homework on our candidates. I don't know all of them. I'm sure you know some of them. And 2020 is right around the corner, so it'll definitely be interesting. I don't talk much on politics. I will remind you of that. If you listen to the show, you know that I am definitely not big on politics. It's not my thing. We are all about music, our culture. We are all about talking about what's cool, what's entertaining, what's educational and interesting. And some of that is really cool and happening in California, specifically at the Amundsen Theater. Yes, where is that? Well, that's, I believe it's downtown. Really cool thing about that is season tickets are available. Buy them in bulk. You get to go to 7 shows, and it's a really great way to introduce yourself to theater. And they have some really cool shows coming out as well. John Leguizamo, if you're not familiar with his work, don't sleep. Fabulous actor. Can't speak on him enough. He's so cool, so amazing. And then if you are a fan of Sting, well, he will also be, dare I say it, on stage. Yes, Sting will be on stage. And you can check all that out if you head over to centertheatergroup.org. Tickets are on sale. Don't sleep. Get yourself a subscription and definitely save. While you can't go to everything this summer or this season, you can definitely save money where you can and make sure that you are in the mix. So hashtag culture, hashtag in the mix, hashtag Los Angeles. Make sure you join the conversation over on our Twitter page at Music Art Culture. Head over. Actually, that was our IG at Music Art Culture. Our Twitter page is at MACEF Public Arts. Again, at MACEF Public Arts. And that wraps it up for politics and theater. I guess they're the same thing these days if you pay close attention. The lights are always warm, the smiles are always out, and you never know what you're going to see when the characters hit the stage. It's truly amazing. As I digress. All right, so let's get into some music news now and keep listening to the blog Music Art Culture. I will be right back. Your host, Dominique. Make sure that you head over to musicartculture.org to check out some of our previous episodes. I know I've probably mentioned that before, but I'm going to mention it again. Head on over, leave a comment on some of our previous posts, and when you get back, I think we'll... Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Sign up for our free newsletter on our website, musicartculture.org. Once you subscribe, our team will get you the link to our monthly Apple Music playlist. Plus, you'll get all the juice on upcoming activities and how you can get involved. Follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and on Instagram at Music Art Culture.